You're now tuned in to the Star Rock Hour on
Rough Riders Radio.
What's good, guys? It's Star Rock. I don't sell dreams and I only speak facts. Y'all know what it is. Today, I will be talking with Salah King, so stay tuned.
Hi, this is Star Rock Live, and you're listening to Sal the King. This is his real life and his story. What's up, Sal?
What's good, Star Rock, man? It's your boy, Sal the King, man. I hope everything is good. How are you feeling today?
I'm doing well. I had a little surgery about 2 days ago, a little procedure, but I'm okay. I'm in a little bit of pain, but I'm okay.
Okay. I hope you heal well.
Thank you. So, let the world know what kind of artist are you and where you're from and stuff like that. The basics, you know.
All right. Well, basically, you know, I'm a Brooklyn artist. You get what I'm saying? I rap, I can be versatile, you know, depending on, you know, what it is that, you know, I'm working on at that time or what type of beat I'm listening to, you get what I'm saying? So I'm able to, like, adapt to certain things. And, you know, like, I'm more so, like, I can be on the spiritual side of things. I also can be on the side of, like, you know, the regular stuff that people listen to as far as, you know, like, the little hood music. But I more so talk about, like, my actual life whenever I'm rapping, you know, like, everything that I rap about, it's, like, little parts and pieces of, like, you know, my struggles, things that I went through, you know, past traumas, you know, experiences that I had in actual real life. You know, and stuff like that.
You're now tuned in. Okay, to the Star cool. Rock Hour. And how long have you been doing this?
Well, to be honest with you, I've been rapping, like, you know, from like a kid. But at that time, like, I wasn't taking it serious. You know, I used to always play around, you know, with words when I was inside school and rap a little bit. You know, just being a goofball at the time. You get what I'm saying? But then it got to this point to where, you know, I was rapping and stuff like that. I started, like, doing certain raps. At first, at one point, I had, like, my uncle was writing some of my raps for me at first. You get what I'm saying? Then I started writing my own raps. You get what I'm saying? Because I wasn't, like, how could I explain? Like, being that I wasn't really deep into it, you get what I'm saying? I wasn't really, like, trying to really do too much. But then after that, I started writing my own raps and stuff like that. And, you know, I'm here to talk about it. Thank God. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, I definitely understand. Because writing raps or just express poetry, spoken word, whatever they want to call it, it's a good way to express yourself. Because people could take a lot of things from you, but they can't take expression from you. So,
mm-hmm.
When all things fail, God will, God speak, you still have expression. So,
mm-hmm.
You know, I've seen you at a couple of shows. I see you dress very well. Very well put together. And ladies, you smell good too, because I gave him a hug. You smell good. He's dressed very well put together.
Thank you.
So, you know how they always say, you're welcome. You know how they always say that, don't judge a book by its cover, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, my point of saying that is, we see you at the shows, all of us, as far as me, radio personnel, A&Rs, and executives, show promoters, and we don't know you, mm-hmm. we don't know your life story, because, you know, we just know you as an artist, you come to mm-hmm. a show, you leave. People don't really engage and really get to know people
to
nowadays.
Star Rock Hour.
So,
of course,
you know, one of the things was shocking that I found out, you know, from you is that although you're well put together, smell good, look good, shaped up, you're homeless.
Yes, I am homeless. I've been homeless right now so far. But to be honest with you, like, when I was young, you get what I'm saying? Like, first things first is I left my mom's house when I was about, like, 14. I ended up going to stay with my auntie and stuff like that. And I was with my auntie for a while. You know, she was taking care of me and stuff like that. And then after that, hold on, give me a minute.
Sure.
Basically, I was with my auntie for a little while. And, you know, she was taking care of me for a while and stuff like that. And, you know, I was like, I was like, basically at that time, I was like, you know, house hopping and stuff like that. You know, I'll go to my auntie's house every now and then. Then I'll go to my grandma's house. Sometimes my sister, you get what I'm saying? Sometimes my mom's and stuff like that. And that's like, to be honest with you, that's been like a big journey for me. Because when I went to stay with my auntie for a little while, I didn't have like no type of income or anything like that. You get what I'm saying? Like to feed myself or to clothe myself. So, you know, my auntie was a big help at that time. You get what I'm saying? And then as time went by and, you know, I continued being with my auntie, you know, I ended up getting my own funds and stuff like that. And, you know, I started, you know, doing what I needed to do for me and stuff like that. Don't get me wrong, I had a few off the books jobs, you know, with different people, you know, and, you know, but it ain't last too long, but, you know, more or less.
Okay.
More or less.
Okay, so that leaving your mother home at a young age, and, you know, like you said, moving around and stuff, is basically been your normal for a while.
Yeah. I've been doing it for a while. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And you still haven't managed to, you're working on getting it together.
Don't get me wrong. Like I went into the shelter like probably maybe like two other times before now. You get what I'm saying? But I, like, for some reason, like, I didn't have it. Like, I don't know why, but I didn't have it in me to stick in there and actually go through with the full process. You get what I'm saying? Because I wasn't used to, you know, being in the shelter and, you know, stuff like that. But then, you know, now I'm real determined to better things in my life. You get what I'm saying? Like, I want my own apartment. You get what I'm saying? I want to be independent as much as possible. You get what I'm saying? Because I am a grown man now. You know, I do have two beautiful daughters that I have to take care of and stuff like that. So I'm just trying my best to, you know, change my life and get certain things situated so I can, you know, I could provide for my daughters, you know, myself, you get what I'm saying? Somewhat help my family if they want the help. If they don't, it's nothing I can do. You get what I'm saying? But other than that, I've been doing my dizzle.
Okay. It sounds interesting. I'll say that. So with all that, being a dad, you said you're a father too, being a father, being homeless, and what's the most sacrifices you had to make to do music, trying to even follow your dreams and goals? How does this all work out for you on a daily basis?
Well, the truth is sometimes like when I started, like, when I really, really started, you know, doing my rapping, it was like when I really got into my rapping was after I met Cassidy and stuff like that. And at the time, I was like, I was out on the street, you know, hustling and stuff like that, and selling drugs or whatever the case may be. And I had met him, and I let him hear one of my raps and stuff like that. The day when I met him, he was going to like a interview. He was going to an interview where he had to be there at a certain time. And basically, he gave me about like a good hour or two of his time and stuff like that. And he listened to my rap and stuff. You know, at first I didn't like notice it was him. But when I did notice it was him, he felt extremely comfortable with like talking to me. He wasn't like, he basically wasn't dealing with me like how he was dealing with other people that were like that noticed that was him or whatever the case may be. And he just told me, he was explaining to me, he's like, if you really serious about, you know, going somewhere with your like your music career, he said, you have to be at all times. He said, because when opportunities come, you have to be ready. You know, you can't sit there and, you know, or you can't sit there and be like, oh, I'm not ready. You got to be ready. You get what I'm saying? Just in case, you know. And he dropped a lot of good jewels on me and stuff like that. And at that time, you know, when he did that, I basically, I think he told me he had to leave. He left. I met him in Bombay. He left. He went to go and do a show. I think he had to do a show in Manhattan or whatever the case may be. He left. But before he left, he told me to hit him up on Instagram or whatever the case may be. When I hit him up on Instagram, he didn't get back to me until like probably maybe like two years later. You get what I'm saying? But he still got back to me. Definitely kept his word. But to be honest with you, he's somebody that actually inspired me to really go further with my music. He's like, you know, because he heard me and he's like, yo, you good. He said, you just got to be ready. So after that, I just been going in ever since then, to be honest with you.
Okay, so you've been leaving it, left the street stuff alone and tried to focus more on positivity, yeah, and doing music, which I guess that is like a sacrifice, because if you're in the streets and you're selling drugs, you have money, and if you have money, you're able to provide for yourself better,
yes,
go to more shows, do things, apartments, and all that. But if you're not selling drugs and you don't have a job, that and you just sacrifice it all to do music, that is a huge sacrifice, because, you know, music is cost effectively.
Yeah, exactly. And not only that, at that time, you know, I had to provide for myself, you get what I'm saying? Because remember, I told you, I left my mom's house when I was 14. So I already, like, I've been introduced to, like, to trying to survive, basically. Like, I had to do what I needed to do to survive. And then me having kids and stuff like that, that also added on to my struggle, you get what I'm saying? So I really had a lot to do, you know, like, and still now, you get what I'm saying? Don't get me wrong, you know, things have gotten better over the years, even though I'm still homeless now. But one thing I am grateful for is that, like, I made a lot of changes, you know. I left the drug situation alone, you get what I'm saying? You know, I started doing my music. You know, and, you know, I've actually been, to be honest with you, I've been very successful in that area, to be honest with you.
That's good. I'm happy to hear that you are doing exceptionally well in the music. What's some of your hardest challenges with the music that you think are some of your hardest challenges? Or even maybe not even the hardest, but just minor challenges that's so frustrating, but you navigate through it the best way you can.
Well, my hardest challenges is like with me with music is like sometimes like I need a peace of mind. You get what I'm saying? And like, you know, being that I'm always moving, you get what I'm saying? And I always have to like try to find ways to like get money so I can do certain things. There's been times where like I had to sacrifice like eating just so I can go to the studio and make, you know, my music. You get what I'm saying? And actually, Tough Love was one of the songs that that I had to sacrifice my stomach and place to rest my head for me to even make that song. So it's like with the music, it's like, don't get me wrong, it's just like I've been successful in that area, you get what I'm saying? But the sacrifices I had to make to do that is just, it's unbelievable, to be honest with you. You get what I'm saying? So it's like I think that's more so like that I really have like problems with, is not being able to, you know, sometimes go to the studio when a hit song come to my head or, you know, trying to get a video shoot, stuff like that. You get what I'm saying? But I still some way, somehow find a way to get certain things done. You get what I'm saying? And I'm grateful for that, because that shows that I'm a go-getter and I find a way, even if I feel like there's no way. You get what I'm saying? Some way, somehow, you know, the creator makes it happen. And I'm grateful for that.
Yes, he definitely does. You know, it's unfortunate that you said sometimes you have hit songs and you don't get to go to the studio. We definitely have to discuss that after, you know, because we have this program, the Star Rock Live. We have this program. It's called the LDB. The Boss, LDB The Boss, Creative Artist Network, where we like give studio time, not to everybody, but to like low income individuals who's in the performing arts sector, who's like has the ability to be special, with, you know, performing arts. Because, you know, there's a lot of talented people around the world who, for some apparent reason, just can't afford studio time. And that's not because, let's go back to being, like, just a kid. Sometimes our parents just don't have it because they work in jobs, they're paying bills and such and things.
That's a fact.
So the program actually came in about far as trying to just help parents and young teens and individuals, but we realized that sometimes those burdens, they fall over into adult life, you know. So
yes.
So we have a program. So definitely, you know, make sure you link up with us on that so you could get involved into the Star Rock, you know, live program with the LD the Boss Artist Creative Network package. That's what it is. Shout out to Artie, shout out to him, his family. Actually, he passed away 3 years ago. He was a very talented artist, so shout out to them. And so, yeah. But do you ever, because of everything that you're going through, do you ever feel like quitting?
No, I can't quit because I got too many people counting on me. I can't quit. You get what I'm saying? Like, if I quit, it's like, what was the reason for me doing what I did get with Matt Rapp? Like, I just, like, no matter how hard things get for me, I just keep my faith and I keep moving forward. It doesn't matter what happened. You get what I'm saying? I might, even if I feel like I'm not going to get certain things done, it might not happen the way that I'm planning it to happen, but it ends up happening and it ends up working out for me the same way it probably would have worked out for me if it happened the way I planned it, if that makes sense.
Yeah, that makes sense. Sometimes things have a way of working out on its own.
Yes, exactly.
By the grace of God.
Yes.
Or just sometimes you meet people. Like, there are some people in this world that actually will help you, you know. So sometimes...
No, that's a fact. I agree.
You know, sometimes you're in the right room with the right people, then it can all work out for you. Do you have support support musically, far as family and friends who support your goals, your career and dreams to, you know, uplift you? Because I know when, as an artist, we don't have that much support or feel like we have support, is really hard.
Well, the thing about it is I'm not gonna even sit there and lie to you. I don't really have a lot of support, you know, but, you know, so far, like, you know, my mom's been supporting me, my stepdad, you get what I'm saying? You know, and they actually been supporting me more than anybody, you get what I'm saying? Because it's like, you know, since I've been, you know, since I started doing my music and stuff like that, you know, a lot of people, like, you know, they turned their back on me because, you know, when I presented, you know, what I was trying to do and working on, you know, because a lot of people, like, I'm not the only talented person, you get what I'm saying? Like, I have a lot of talented people in my family. But the thing about it is when I started rapping, you get what I'm saying? Like, you know, a lot of people were like, they were like looking down on me, you know, they were clowning me about like my music and my rap, you know, my rap skills and stuff like that. You get what I'm saying? And I used to keep telling them, I'm like, I can rap. I'm telling you I can rap. You get what I'm saying? Like, you making fun of me now. I rap better than you. You get what I'm saying? So, you know, it's so weird, like, because I was doing like acapellas and stuff like that, acapella raps, and I just got tired of people like keep clowning me about what I was doing, and I don't know what happened. I just started rapping and stuff like that and doing what I needed to do, and then it's like I ended up getting where I'm at now, and it's like those same people that was clowning me and stuff like that, I actually got further than them with my rapping. You get what I'm saying? So it's like a lot of people turned their back on me, you get what I'm saying, because they didn't believe in me. You know, they doubted me, you know, at some point, you know, during this rap stuff. And don't get me wrong, I know now that some of them are probably regretting the fact that they did that, because most of them people are now, like, you know, basically looking for me to, you know, help him out. You get what I'm saying? And it's don't get me wrong. I love helping people. You get what I'm saying? I love helping people because my heart is pure. And my thing is I want everybody around me to win. You get what I'm saying? I'm perfectly fine with other people, you know, being successful in their life. And I'm not the type of person like to get jealous or envious of what somebody else has or what they're doing. You get what I'm saying? Like, I'm the type of person, if I see you have something that I don't have, I will get inspired to want to do it. Like, I'm like, if you say, for instance, you tell me you bought like a car or something and it's nice and I like it. Now I'm going to start thinking in my mind, like, what can I do to get a car like that? Or if you get you a nice apartment, I'm like, what can I do to get me an apartment like that? You get what I'm saying?
Yeah. So, yeah, I get it. You're not a hater, you know, basically.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So it's just like, you know, like me, I'm more so on the note where it's like, you know, that's where everything falls in. Like, that's why I don't have support, because a lot of people that doubted me, you know, they're not like, some of them are not, to be honest with you, some of them are not happy to see how far I have come. You get what I'm saying? And that's the problem.
Well, you know, I can actually see that, and I can actually relate to that, and I can actually probably see why it is that way, because you are a person that has gone through strife in a life, and you're still going through challenges as far as being homeless and everything you're going through, trying to be a father, you know, trying to just do your best, and yet, though, instead of you breaking down, giving up in life, crawling under a rock, you still find a way to manage to smile, be happy, speak positivity, look good. And sometimes that's a problem for people, you know, because they don't understand it. But you know what that is nothing but the grace of God and glory. And sorry to those who don't believe in, you know, don't believe in the Lord, because, you know, it's wrong to push religion on people. It's just my faith. So please don't take it personal, who is listening and who will tune in and listen. But I just believe that is the grace of God, because it's no other way of getting around it. Like,
man, I tell people all the time, you have to put the Creator first. You get what I'm saying? If you don't put the Creator first, you get what I'm saying? None of the stuff that you think is, none of the stuff that you, that most of the stuff that happens in life, that happens for you, it's because of the Creator. You get what I'm saying? Like, I had to literally sit there. It was times where I sat there and thought that things wasn't going to work out for me, and it actually did. And that's all because of the Creator. You get what I'm saying? Like, I literally been in situations where I thought I wasn't going to get out of it. Like, I'm like, what I'm going to do? You get what I'm saying? Sometimes I even panicked. You get what I'm saying? And then it's like, for some reason, it ended up working out. Like, everything that I accomplished so far is by the grace of the Creator. And I'm being honest with you.
Yes, yeah, I can believe it, because Lord knows I'm going through some challenges myself. Still going through some challenges, actually, but, you know, I'm here. I don't complain.
Yeah, thank God. Thank God for that.
Yes, like, I don't complain, so I can definitely understand that. So, with your music, do you find it, besides, I know it's very competitive to be a rapper, especially nowadays, to be an artist nowadays, y'all have to do so much. You have to do content, videos, lives, music, stay consistent, be in competition, all type of things. Star Rock Hour. Do you find other artists right now coming up with you in the indie industry? Do you notice any of them hating on you, or even think, you don't have to say names or whatever, but just saying, do you feel like some of them are hating on you or trying to, or the gatekeepers? Like, how do you navigate around the gatekeepers? Because they're a lot.
Well, the thing about it with me is, it's like, you know, like, I don't really like, as far as like competition wise, you get what I'm saying? Like, you know, I'm my own competition, to be honest with you. You know, ain't nobody stopping me from doing what I need to do but me. You get what I'm saying? And the thing about it is, even though, you know, I come out, do showcases and stuff like that, and go to certain events, even me being able to acknowledge, you know, those who who are not happy with my presence and, you know, my music. You get what I'm saying? Whenever I'm around them people, like, I honestly speaking, I block them out. You get what I'm saying? Like, I don't really pay attention to none of them. You get what I'm saying? And the reason why is because, you know, I don't like to contaminate my mindset with that. You get what I'm saying? Because it's like, that's negative. I'm trying to do what I need to do for me. Nobody knows what I've been through. Nobody knows what type of stuff that I have to go through throughout my day. You know, nobody knows where I'm coming from and what I had to do to get where I'm at. You get what I'm saying? So in my mind, you know, I don't disregard them, because believe it or not, there's a lot of upcoming artists that I like. You get what I'm saying? There's a lot of upcoming artists that I like. You get what I'm saying? That makes good music. They're very ambitious. You know, they're doing what they do. And I don't hate on nobody. You get what I'm saying? But me personally, when I do peep the haterade, you get what I'm saying? I don't really pay it too much mind. You get what I'm saying? Because I'm in my own zone. You know, like, I'm on a mission to do what I need to do. I have a purpose. You get what I'm saying? You know, I know what my life's been like. I know what I had to experience, what I had to endure from a kid all the way into a grown man now. And it's like, sometimes I can't really feel no way about other people hating. You get what I'm saying? Because to be honest with you, maybe they went through some things maybe similar or maybe worse. You get what I'm saying? So my mindset is, you know, like, I wish them nothing but the best. You get what I'm saying? You know, and I hope that they get what they need to get, you know, out of their rap career. You get what I'm saying? Because I know me, I know what I want. You get what I'm saying? And I'm not going to stop until I get it. You get what I'm saying? I'm not giving up. You get what I'm saying? I might, you know, sometimes I might, you know, things might slow down. You get what I'm saying? But most of the time when things slow down, you know, it needs to be that way, because maybe, you know, maybe the creator is protecting you from something that's ahead. So sometimes when things slow down for you, you know, take that time to rest, you know, relax yourself, get your mind right, you get what I'm saying, and get back focused, you get what I'm saying? Because what a lot of people don't understand with this music stuff, you have to be humble. You get what I'm saying? Because things could, the same way you're elevating and evolving in your life, and you're achieving things, is the same way that those things can get taken from you. You get what I'm saying? So you have to be humble with everything that you do. You get what I'm saying? You have to be humble, because you have to learn how to appreciate what you accomplished so far. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, well said, well said. Let me ask you a question. This was a topic that I discussed earlier on Rough Riders. A lot of artists, first, do you suffer from mental illness? Or no?
Well, to be honest with you, I wouldn't say I suffer from mental illness. You get what I'm saying? But what I will say to you is that, you know, we do live in a messed up world with some messed up people, you know, and being that we live in a world that's like that, you get what I'm saying? You know, we're all a little subject to things that we don't choose to be subjected to. You get what I'm saying? And to be honest with you, most people who do have, like, mental illnesses, you know, like, they're blessed with a gift. You get what I'm saying? Because those are the same people that be having, like, mental illnesses. Some of those people be great rappers.
Yes, they are. Oh, my gosh, that goes back to my...
Yeah, some of them are doctors. You get what I'm saying? Some of these people that has mental illnesses, those are the same people that's doing operations on you, and you don't even know it. You get what I'm saying? Some of these people that got mental illnesses are the same people that's enforcing the law. You get what I'm saying? So you have to be mindful of, you know, stuff like that. You know, I feel like with mental illness, you get what I'm saying? Like, you know, sometimes, man, you get with that, you just blessed with a gift, man. You get something special. You feel me? And ain't nothing wrong with that. I feel like it's good to be different than to be like everybody else.
I agree. That was one of my main topics, because, like you said, some of the most successful and prominent rappers or musicians, whatever, in the industry have mental illness, like, yes. Eminem, Lil Wayne, Kendrick Lamar, Kid Cudi, they all openly talked about having mental illness. We all know Kanye suffers from bipolar disorder, which obviously is his manic behavior with that, where that stems from at times.
But look at him.
Yes, right? Oh my gosh. He's a musical genius.
Yes, just Kanye West, like, I'm not going to lie to you. Kanye West, like, don't know how to be. Kanye West is like, he's a genius.
Musically a genius. Like, his brain hears the things that other, like, it's just, wow, amazing.
Yes, like, it's like, it's so many people, man, like, it's so many people with, like, mental illness, man, and, like, they're, you know, like, they're very talented, you get what I'm saying? And to be honest with you, maybe, whatever I deal with now, maybe that is a mental illness, who knows? You get what I'm saying? Because I do rap about a lot of things, you get what I'm saying? Like, I rap about a lot of stuff, you get what I'm saying? The stuff I rap about sometimes people, like, if they're, like, a younger crowd, they don't, you know, like, they're not, they it's hard for them to lock in.
Because, to engage like, with you, right? That. Yeah.
Get what I'm saying? But all, like, mostly all of, like, the you know, the OGs, you know, people that's oldest, like, they understand my pain, you get what I'm saying? Because I feel like, you know, with mental illnesses, that comes from, like, some people are born that way, you get what I'm saying? But some people, they gain that through the things that they went through coming up.
Yeah, trauma experiences.
Yes, from traumas and stuff like that, you get what I'm saying? So it's like, you know, sometimes, man, having a mental illness could turn you into somebody very important, you get what I'm saying? So it's weird, man, but... Go ahead.
You know, what's crazy is, you know, shout out to all those artists who I mentioned, though, because whether they have mental illness or not, they definitely did their thing in the music industry. Well, you know, what's crazy because some of, like you said, some of the most successful stars, because Nicki Minaj suffers from ADHD.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, she spoke about it. And I could see it, though. You know, we could see it. And I think... I forgot the other one, Young Thug, I think maybe I said he did as well. I don't know. If it's not too Young Thug, please. So, y'all, I'm going to come back to that topic because I think it's Young Thug. I'm not really sure what it is. You know, the American Academy of, like, Child Adolescence, the psychiatry and all that stuff, they claim that rap songs, right? And tell me if you agree or not. They claim that rap songs encourages violence, suicide, and inappropriate sexual content. I can't agree or disagree with that.
Well, the thing about it is sometimes, like, how I feel about that is when you explain it, this is like, I can't, how can I explain that, man? It's like, I can't really, like, I'm not gonna lie, I can't agree or disagree because, like, the truth is like, it all depends on the music artist. You get what I'm saying? And, you know, every music artist that's making music, they're not, you know, like, they're not influencing the youth in a bad way. You get what I'm saying? Some of these people are sharing their deepest life situations with other people in the world because they know that there's other people in the world that has experienced what they experienced and was subjected to things that they were subjected to. You know what I'm saying? Because you got to remember, When people, most of the time, you got a lot of people that, you know, capping their raps. You get what I'm saying? And then you have people that's not capping in their raps. They're giving you their actual life story. And I'm one of them. You get what I'm saying? And it's like, it's wrong for you to, you know, be judgmental about what they're rapping about. Because it's like they're trying, when you think about it, they're trying to enlighten those who have experienced what they have experienced. You get what I'm saying? And sometimes these things help people to, you know, change their life. You get what I'm saying? Some people make music where other people, they change people's life. And then you got some people that make music and, you know, they cause people to, you know, destroy their life. You get what I'm saying? So it's like, that's like, I don't know, man. That's like a real, I don't know, man. That topic right there is like, you know, it's a deep topic, but, you know, it could be a little, oh, man, I don't know how to explain it, but it can be like, that's a little, that like, it's a sensitive topic, to be honest with you, you know, because, like, everybody makes music according to how they're feeling and what they went through and what they seen and what they was exposed to. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
So it's a touchy topic, you know, but you know, like I seen a lot of rappers that that made music like XX. Him, he was one rapper that I know a lot of people loved that guy when he was making music, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, they said he was relating to them. And you know, he freestyled everything.
Yeah, well, he was very good, man, and he was very good, you know, like it's like certain people that rap. It's like, and when you listen to them, you know, they'll change your perspective of life. You get what I'm saying? Like, you really got some artists that's like in the music industry that's really changing some of these upcoming artists and kids' life. You get what I'm saying? Then you got some people that's in the music industry that's destroying some of the youth's lives. You get what I'm saying? But that's a sensitive topic, to be honest with you, man. I'm with you. I can't agree or disagree. You get what I'm saying? Because there's different music for everybody. You get what I'm saying?
Yes.
And then it also comes down to how those people are perceiving that music when they're listening to it. You get what I'm saying?
Definitely. I didn't want to comment on the top. I couldn't agree or disagree on it because, especially when we have like, when they said it is inappropriate sexual content, especially when we have like the Sexy Reds and Sukianas, that's why I couldn't agree or disagree because I'm not, who am I to say it's wrong to over sexualize your own self and love your own body? Like, they love their own self and their own body, and you know, so like, is that really wrong? You know,
it's like when you say it, it's like, put it this way, you know, like I'll say this as far as Sexy Red, it's like, you know, I don't have no problem with how Sexy Red, you know, makes her music. It's more so to the point to where it comes down, it's not Sexy Red. It comes down to a situation where it's the parents. Like, if you know that this type of music is being made, you get what I'm saying? You might have to be a little more strict on what you allow your kids to hear. You get what I'm saying? Or what you allow them to see. But that's hard. You get what I'm saying? Because when you're not around them, they're going to see it anyway. So they're going to see it and they're going to hear it. You get what I'm saying? So it's like, you know, it's not much that you can really do. You get what I'm saying? But deal with the situation when you have time to do it. You get what I'm saying? And that's how I feel. You get what I'm saying? Like, it's certain music that some of our parents shouldn't allow their kids to listen to. You get what I'm saying? Because of the explicitness of it. You get what I'm saying? And that's how I feel about it. You get what I'm saying? Because you can't, at the end of the day, you know, you can't force people to change what they're doing that's working for them to provide for their self and their family. You get what I'm saying? So it's like, you know, who am I to be judgmental about what type of music another person is making? You get what I'm saying? If it's working for them and it's making them their money, they're able to take their family, they're able to do their thing. The only thing I could do, me personally, me as being a father, you know, I got to be mindful of what I let my daughters hear. You get what I'm saying? I got to be mindful of what I let them see. You get what I'm saying? But don't get me wrong. It's what so much I can do because they're going to see it and they're going to hear it anyway. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. And on that note, guys, we are going to end the interview. We are speaking with Sala King, and this is his life, and this is his story. And you know, we got to tune out with that tough love.
Let's go.
You're now tuned in to the Star Rock Hour on...
Rough Riders Radio.
Dixie made a bango.
It's time I stand my ground and deal with all this agony. Cause I got wounds deep inside me, that's eternal pain. So many people switched up on me, I don't feel the same. So many nights in my back, it got me feeling strange. When they tell me they love me, I get these aches and pains. Then I start leaking with blood, cause I don't feel the same. I had to sit in that sorrow until them bitches came. That told me I was the one and I gotta make a change. Now I see people for who they are and it's a shame. Ain't no hiding from me, cause I ain't the one to blame. I made a lot of decisions that put my heart in pain. Now I'm creating some distance to keep that hate away. Even though they did me dirty, I still made a way. Now I'm rising to the top and they can't even think. I told people be careful or they gon' have to pay. But they still made the decision to cross me anyway. My heart beating but it feel like an hourglass. I think they running out of time, the sands are falling fast. The love they gave me was nothing but a demonstration. Cause they was always telling lies and displaying hatred. My heart beating but it feel like an hourglass. I think they running out of time, the sands are falling fast. The love they gave me was nothing but a demonstration. Cause they was always telling lies and displaying hatred. All this pain got me feeling like I'm dead inside. They had to give me fake love for a better vibe. I never thought I would see it, but they was dead inside. Nothing but poisonous snakes filled up with mega lies. I've been patiently waiting cause I can feel they vibe. Even though they my loved ones, I can't push this aside. Cause when I give them a chance, I end up losing minds. I know God got plans, but they destroying mine. I'm on this journey alone, it's called the lonely grind. I know I'm destined for greatness and I'm tired of waiting. I hate the love and the fakeness, cause that shit contagious. They've been hurting my soul and it's kinda irritating. I had to open my eyes cause I was devastated. Every move that they made had me miscalculating. I tried to keep them away, but I just couldn't take it. Conversations with my heart had me still engaging. My heart beating, but it feel like an hourglass. I think they running out of time, the sands are falling fast. The love they gave me was nothing but a demonstration. Cause they was always telling lies and displaying hatred. My heart beating, but it feel like an hourglass. I think they running out of time, the sands are falling fast. The love they gave me was nothing but a demonstration. Cause they was always telling lies and displaying hatred. My heart beating, but it feel like an hourglass. I think they running out of time, the sands are falling fast. The love they gave me was nothing but a demonstration. Cause they was always telling lies and displaying hatred. My heart beating, but it feel like an hourglass. The love they gave me was nothing but a demonstration. Displaying hatred.
You're now tuned in to the Star Rock Hour on
Rough Riders Radio.
Said I'm on some shit that ain't vex me enough. I know God ain't test me enough. I be showing so much love with these shows and I'm always outside like damn, they don't respect me enough. I've been putting in work, shit stressful enough. Like been sleeping, I was never in bed. Like many braids start looking like dreads. I don't really need to get it, I quiet bet. Damn, wait, shit, I'm with the bros like bunch of niggas that's not with the jokes like. I know cuz he a tweet, I can play back. See, I got faith that bro gon' get his home like damn. 10 toes on his feet, niggas try front, bro stay adjacent to his chrome like damn. Always keep it discreet, I'ma keep it left. Lot of niggas can't call his phone, but what's the word for you, wreck? I can care less what he or she said. Alone by the morning, he or she dead. Told bro this a race, make sure I be head. Like so ahead of these niggas. They wanna keep secret, get a pet for these niggas. If it's beef, I don't got time addressing these niggas. For my life, I'll put it to the test for these niggas. I ain't stressing these niggas. I said money, peace, fun. Swear that's the only thing a nigga want. Put on my plate, only enough for just one. Don't got time to hand out some crumbs. Boy, try to take my day, get bun. Done, coughing blood up through his lungs. Damn, Like, I'm wild. Let me punch back in real quick. Like,
either way, he running, bullets still chasing. I'm like, damn, bro, met his fate. Can't escape that final destination. All tits ripping through his face. Eyes raise a bone, start rearranging. Now his body going through some phases. I'm just really trying to paint this picture. Nowadays, all y'all rappers really basic. Where that nigga at? Ain't nobody asked. Probably in a dumpster or a body bag. Bros will never fold up. Yeah, I call them soldiers. Even going spin when the time is bad. Yeah, my flow is wicked. Get that from my father. But these battle bars to my mama had. Put the shit together. I'm a fucking monster. Tell me who is better. Hope nobody acts. Back to the script. Yeah, I'm trying to break them. I just hope these bullets hot enough to bake them. I just hope my knuckles strong enough to shake them. Cause on the ground is where I'm trying to lay them. Damn.
On the ground is where I'm trying to.
Hello, excuse me, it's your boy Devon, and I'm rocking out with Rough Riders Radio. You already know what's going on. Hello?
Fucking with these bitches, tell these phony people stay up on my way. I'm on the road, I gotta go and get this cake. Worry about myself, cause they ain't worried anyway. No, I can't stop it, cause I've been rocking. And if you cross me, I'm gonna feel away. No, I can't stop it, cause I've been rocking. If you cross me, I'm gonna feel away. No, I ain't fucking with these niggas, I ain't fucking with these bitches, tell these phony people stay up on my way. I'm on the road, I gotta go and get this cake. Worry about myself, cause they ain't worried anyway. No, I can't stop it, cause I've been rocking. And if you cross me, I'm gonna feel away. No, I can't stop it, cause I've been rocking. If you cross me, I'm gonna feel away. From a jump, I done gave this shit the best of me. Helping people with their problems, they ain't even check for me. Took them out of loyalty, probably be the death of me. Niggas watch your face, they want the recipe. Nigga, no lie, gotta charge they ass a fee. The energy ain't free. Shout out to the people that believe in me. That's the shit that keep me going, know you see the dream. And any nigga that changed on me, you gon' see the beam. And we ain't taking no handouts, my nigga, I don't want that. You gon' try to rekindle us, you know I'ma duck that. I should've told you don't burn the bridge, you already burnt that. You should've known and learned that, the disrespect you earned that. They gon' try to hold us down, but we gon' take hold. And I got some trust issues, cause they fake gold. They the type that gon' lie to your face, dog. Gotta keep it chill around the fake love. The pain to change you, and I can't blame you. Cause all the shit that I've been through, I think I changed too. But all the shit that I've been through made me stronger, I should thank you. Got me in the coupe, switching lanes too. And I know that shit gon' hurt, I can't even give no time. I just gotta cut my ties, I just gotta say goodbye. I can't leave him with no lie, I'm just focused on the grind. I'm just coming for what's mine, you know the vibe. No, I ain't fucking with these niggas, I ain't fucking with these bitches. Tell these phony people, stay up on my way. I'm on the road, I gotta go and get this cake. Worry about myself, cause they ain't worried anyway. No, I can't stop it, cause I've been rocking. And if you cross me, I'm gonna feel away. No, I can't stop it, cause I've been rocking. If you cross me, I'm gonna feel away. No, I ain't fucking with these niggas, I ain't fucking with these bitches. Tell these phony people, stay up on my way. I'm on the road, I gotta go and get this cake. Worry about myself, cause they ain't worried anyway. No, I can't stop it, cause I've been rocking. And if you cross me, I'm gonna feel away. No, I can't stop it, cause I've been rocking. If you cross me, I'm gonna feel away.
I don't see no big ass gaudy shit. We selling high flags. This shit going to volume later on. You feel me? So it's like they say, Basquiat never got brains in his time. You feel me? So I just feel like I need people around me to understand my goal and my objective, and they can help me execute that.
My brother came to me in a dream. Told me that I'm doing this shit. Like I said, I do this shit at 16. When we were selling weed, sticks and seeds. I knew this shit, we still got a plan to see. My life ain't no script, but I'm still big screen. Lifestyle lit, but a nigga still grieve. Been running up a bag, I been catching 14. I was in a Hilton, just me. I was in my feelings, set free. It cannot be real, why you leave? Should I give you a chance, bittersweet. Gotta watch my body, I know niggas not for me. I was in a valley, I saw shit was getting deep. You like it would work, weary. I'm happy and I'm hurt, it's bittersweet. No more heartaches, no more rainy days, no more darkness. I always saw that, I always knew we get here, we gonna find. I see lost souls, wonder why my heart cold. Open up my chest, you'll see a dark hole. Yeah, I just wonder where the fuck my dog go. It used to be yes on a walk home. Chopper on me longer than a torso. I guess I'm gonna meet you at the crossroads. I ain't got nobody I can follow, yeah. I ain't got nobody I can follow. My brother came to me in a dream. Told me that I'm doing this shit. Like I said, I do this shit at 16. When we were selling weed, sticks and seeds. I knew this shit, we still got a plan to see. My life ain't no script, but I'm still big screen. Lights start lit, but a nigga still grieve. Been running up a bag, I been catching 14. I was in a Hilton, just me. I was in my feelings, set free. It cannot be real, why you leave? Should I give you a chance, better sweet.
Feel like she low green. And if you crazy about that bad, then fuck with me, yeah. Put the whole damn team on the scene, yeah. Tell them a link, yeah, but nigga like John Cena. Want me to link her, but she ain't seen no feature. Okay, watch out, flip that shit. 4x4 when I whip that bitch. Ain't got enough people with that shit. I got too much pain in my eyes.
Yes, I do.
I can't trust these niggas, they too lie. I can't offer him shit, but he bring ties. He wanna pull up, but baby, you can't ride. You ain't even ugly, shorty, you just not my type. Don't leave me with your bitch, nigga, cause I might just slide. Finessing all these niggas like it's 1-9-to-5. And they claiming they want beef, then I'm bringing my 5 guys. Put your blue shirt up and leave that shit all tied. Die for the money, yes, your life is on the line.
Feel like CeeLo Green.
And if you crazy about that bad, then fuck with me, yeah. Put the whole damn team on the scene, yeah. Tell them a link, yeah, but nigga like John Cena. Want me to link her, but she ain't seen no feature. Peace sign, she ain't no rewind her life. We vibe and I ain't tryna retread her past. Like, that girl ain't no right, but she's riding at night. Especially at night, oh God, I need it all. I did the fall, she fell in love. Already on me, shorty need to breathe. Small trees, especially in chlorine. I need that girl to put her back in something. I need a girl that can just help me function. I need a girl that don't mind where I
feel like CeeLo Green.
And if you crazy about that bad, then fuck with me, yeah. Put the whole damn team on the scene, yeah. Tell them a link, yeah, but nigga like John Cena. Want me to link her, but she ain't seen no feature.
So make a beat.
But it was chrome. VVS has had the ice of the stones. If it's not money, then leave me alone. D&D, don't be calling my phone. No time for games, I'm way too grown. Remember them days I needed a loan. Had to grind and put myself on. Had to grind and put myself on. Give him my heart, but it was chrome. VVS has had the ice of the stones. If it's not money, then leave me alone. D&D, don't be calling my phone. No time for games, I'm way too grown. Remember them days I needed a loan. Had to grind and put myself on. Had to grind and put myself on. I was down bad, now that nigga. My racks up and my stacks bigger. Time is money, got gotta move quicker. All this ice give me the shivers. Try to reach one, hit a quitter. Want the smoke, I send the hitters. At your front door like we deliver. Say she an angel, but she a sinner. Looking in my eyes, telling lies. I don't trust a soul, so I ain't surprised. Getting money, got no time to cry. Get my girl, I don't criticize. Can't walk in my shoes, you not my size. It's the playground, I was down to slide. If you switched on me, stay on that side. Never asked too much just for you to ride. But all the nights, trapping in the rain. I hit the club and make the weather change. You don't know my pain, just know my name. Had this later, put it on the chain. We ain't the same, it's a different lane. Girl, what's on your mind? I'm trying to see your brain. Love how you do it, that's why I came. But you a thot, I cannot claim. But it was chrome. VVS's had the ice of the stones. If it's not money, then leave me alone. D&D, don't be calling my phone. No time for games, I'm way too grown. Remember them days I needed a loan. Had to grind and put myself on. Had to grind and put myself on.
Now tuned in to the Star Rock Hour on
Rough Riders Radio.
Yo, what's going on, everybody? This your boy Yells Fever. I'm out here chilling with Star Rock and Rough Rider Radio. About to drop that new single on y'all called Lean, produced by Max Payne. Get with your boy.
Yeah. Brooklyn. Yells.
Peace. She let me miss him with the first. I bet I won't miss the next.
What?
Throw him just a bullet. I bet he won't catch the next.
What?
Cups on cups. Dirty lean, fill him. I be chewed up. But if he reach, they gon' kill him. Miss him with the first. I bet I won't miss the next.
What?
Throw him just a bullet. I bet he won't catch the next.
What?
Cups on cups. Dirty lean, fill him. I be chewed up. But if he reach, they gon' kill him. Miss Brody, all the baddies in the building. I be feeling. Got that money on me. She gon' feel like it's a million. Shorty said when I be hitting, they give her the coke feeling. I said gotta be the days I was out there dope dealing. I'm a multi-milli, fresh up off a dilly. I'm a fresh ass nigga and my chain is always chilly. Hustle niggas, I don't feel you. It's no respect I give you. And if niggas playing games, I'ma make sure that they kill you. $100 licks, bulletproof on with a stick. Ain't no way a nigga gon' stop moving like he rich. They see me dozing, cause I've been chosen. A cup of lean, got niggas dozing. Say let me miss him with the first. I bet I won't miss the next.
What?
Throw him just a bullet. I bet he won't catch the next.
What?
Cups on cups. Dirty lean, fill him. I be jeweled up. But if he reach, they gon' kill him. Miss him with the first. I bet I won't miss the next.
What?
Throw him just a bullet. I bet he won't catch the next.
What?
Cups on cups. Dirty lean, fill him. I be jeweled up. But if he reach, they gon' kill him. Business came for me, I'm popping out. I got shooters watching out. Niggas talking crazy. Let the AR make them watch they mouth. Bosses make sure niggas straight. T-bone steak on niggas plate. Yeah, I told my baby mama, money make you clean and slick. Yeah, I'm from the fort, so you motherfuckers know what's up. Better know what hood you in. You could die, you throw it. VIP got bitches searching through my jeans like I got sauce in it. I seen niggas get they chain snatched just for flossing it. Rich and crowd surfing, half a ticket on a person. I swear niggas really think they untouchable till you earth them. Hammers toting, got bitches open. Drake got them OVO eyes. I need them fires, just smoke. Say let me miss him with the first. I bet I won't miss the next.
What?
Throw him just a bullet. I bet he won't catch the next.
What?
Cups on cups. Dirty lean, fill him. I be chewed up. But if he reach, they gon' kill him. Miss him with the first. I bet I won't miss the next.
What?
Throw him just a bullet. I bet he won't catch the next.
What?
Cups on cups. Dirty lean, fill him. I be chewed up. But if he reach, they gon' kill him. I be drooled up, miss.
Max Payne shouting.
You're now tuned in to the Star Rock Hour on
Rough Riders Radio.